Uncle Bo is hanging out on the Buckeye Cruise for cancer this week. I'm Brandon Beam. I'll be filling in for him all week. He will return on Monday. We now go to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline and welcome in Bobby Nightingale from the Inquirer. Bobby, I'm a huge Reds fan, and I just got to say, man, I'm excited for this team this year. I am really, really excited for them and what they're doing and all the moves that they made, but I'm sure that you covering the team and everything as well, like, it's got to get you in a pretty excitable place, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a different vibe than it was last year. You know, just with the expectations, you can sense like a buzz even here in Goodyear, Arizona, back in Cincinnati. You can feel it all over. So definitely has a different feel than it did last year.
And so, Bobby, I'm wondering, with this Reds team, we've all know what Trevor Bauer thinks about the Astros, Astros stuff. But I'm wondering, what are some of the other players that maybe we're not seeing highlights on, you know, at ESPN Sports Center, but you're around the team. So what are some of the other players speaking about this whole debacle with Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I've never seen the players as a whole kind of turn on another group of players. Like, even during the steroids era, you didn't have players taking shots at other players the way they are right now. I just think so many people feel like they went so far above and beyond what the level of cheating was. I feel like it's almost my equivalent that I've kind of used is that it's like football. If you were able to kind of hack into a helmet and steal the play calls that offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators put into the game. So I almost feel like you're seeing it a little bit with the Yankees today too, that they feel robbed of, you know, the chance to play for a World Series. And I think baseball's kind of dug itself into a hole by not suspending any players. I understand they had to do that to learn as much as they could about the investigation, but I think you're just seeing players kind of revolt, saying, if MLB's not going to punish them, then we have to find our own ways to punish them.
Which is the way it's been in baseball for many years. I mean, on-field player policing, and that's the way the game is, and you have the unwritten rules of baseball, and that's the way it's forever going to be, Bobby. You know, talking about the Reds, I mean, this team, like I said, has generated a lot of excitement this offseason. Kind of all kicked off with the signing of Mike Moustakas. Moose comes over as a known commodity in baseball. How's he looking right now in spring training, and how much do you see him bolstering this lineup for the Reds?
Yeah, I think he's going to be he's one of those huge clubhouse guys. He kind of has a silent aura about him. So I think he's one of those guys that's going to be a leader on the team. He definitely helps the lineup as a left-handed guy. You can put him right in the middle of the lineup. He's one of those guys that you can almost guarantee he's going to hit 30 homers, especially at Great American Ballpark
yep.
That season. He's playing a new position a little bit. He went to camp last year with the Brewers and figured he was going to play second base. So he's at least comfortable there. That'll be the big question is, can he provide enough offense to kind of make up for his lack of range at second base? But the Reds are really excited about him. And I was talking to Joe Maddon actually yesterday, the former Cubs manager now with the Angels, and he thought it was the best move they made in the entire offseason. He goes, watch, Moustakas, he's going to be a guy that's really going to make a difference for the Reds this year.
I'm sure Reds fans as well are hoping to get a bounce back year from Joey Votto. I'm just wondering.
You'd be correct, James. Yes.
What do you think is the future for Joey Votto? Do you think he has it in him with maybe more talent around him to have a bounce back year?
I think he can change his game a little bit, which should help him. I don't think you have to rely on him to hit 30 homers. Castellanos and Mike Moustakas can do that now. So now you can tell him to focus on base percentage. If he can be anywhere near where he's been throughout his career, which is around, you know, the top of the National League, you'd take that in a heartbeat. He showed up to camp in Arizona for the first time in his entire career. So you can tell he's a little bit motivated, a little bit hungrier, you know, just excited for the challenge. I don't think you'll see him play at an MVP level. I mean, it's just hard to do that at 36 years old. But I think if he can reinvent himself, and I think that's possible, as long as he gets his on-base percentage to where his career numbers are, the Reds would take that.
We've got Bobby Nightingale with us, who covers the Reds for the Inquirer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bobby, you know the outfield is revamped, and you talked about a guy in Nick Castellanos. He comes over, and of course, like, you know, the cultural signing this year of Shogo Akiyama. He's going to be the first Japanese player to ever kind of suit up for the Reds, which I think is very cool, like, in its own right, and is a great story to follow. I would assume, though, if Senzel can stay healthy, like, he is going to be your everyday center fielder. You got the other two guys kind of patrolling the corners, but is that what you usually are going to see for a daily lineup? Is that kind of what's in your mind, how this kind of outfield is going to take shape?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I think you'll see Shogo Akiyama. I think he'll play a lot, but he's going to be one of those guys that floats around at every position. say Castellanos needs a day off or Senzel needs a day off, he'll float to center field or right field. But I do see Nick Senzel as your everyday center fielder. I just think there's so much potential with him. The Reds are still optimistic about him. He didn't have the greatest rookie season. It was kind of up and down. But the Reds are excited, and Nick Castellanos has to be an everyday player. Mm-hmm. I think the big challenge for David Bell is going to be finding at-bats for a guy like Jesse Winker, who hits really well against right-handed pitching. They don't really play him against lefties, but the fact you need him, he's a bat you want in the lineup if you're facing a right-handed pitcher. So I think that'll be the big challenge, is figuring a way to get him in there, and then I could see maybe like Shogo would be a defensive replacement on the day he starts or something like that.
Bobby, a lot of people are picking the Reds first or second in the Central, in the National League. I'm wondering, this is a team that has been, you know, near the basement or at the basement for what, the last 4 or 5 years. When you look at this organization, how do you think they'll handle those expectations with obviously the new moves that they've made and a lot is yet to come of a very long season, but how do you think that these guys are going to handle new expectations to be up there with the St. Louis's and the Milwaukee's?
I think they're excited about it. I mean, obviously, you know, you get a jolt when a team wins the offseason kind of like they did. I mean, they're definitely the most improved team in the division. Kirk Casale told a story about after they signed Nick Castellanos last month, he, you know, kind of in a pumped up, heat of the moment type thing, he texted the president of baseball operations, Dick Williams, and the general manager, Nick Kroll, right after, and he goes, "You guys did your part, now it's up to us to do the rest." So I feel like, in talking to other guys in camp, it's almost like a put up or shut up type thing. They're kind of at that point, and I think you saw it a little bit with the offseason moves they made. You know, Moustakas has won a World Series. Castellanos has played in the playoffs. Pedro Strop coming over from the Cubs, he's been a part of a lot of winning teams. They brought a lot of winning guys over. So I think that's part of the thing where they're hoping, you know, if you believe in the thing where guys have to learn how to win, they've definitely brought up a bunch of guys that can teach guys how to win.
Bobby, one of the guys who's going to be incredibly important this year for the Reds, who is, you know, kind of dealing with some injuries right now with a shoulder surgery, is Eugenio Suarez. So that he's been kind of participating in some stuff already in spring trainings. Any update as far as his timetable? I've been seeing reports that maybe said, you know, he could be ready for opening day. It could be a little while. Any update on kind of his rehab and what they're doing?
I mean, they're optimistic. I mean, David Bell, best case scenario, he's ready to play opening day. Like, he's taking one-handed swings in the batting cage with his left shoulder, which he had surgery on his right one. He's taking ground balls, but he's not throwing. So it's still too far, I think, to put a timetable on it, but I'd say it's more likely he starts the season on the injured list, just because it doesn't make sense to rush a guy when you're playing a 162-game season if you don't have to. And he's a guy you don't want to lose for an extended amount of time, so I think they'll be careful. If everything came out perfectly, I could see him on opening day, but I'd put the odds on more. He's maybe a week or two after the season starts.
You know, Bobby, we'll leave you off with this one here. You look at the additions that this team has made in Shogo and Castellanos, I mean, Moose and Strope, Miley, like all these different players that they have brought in this offseason. I think there has been a feeling, though, around this organization that they could make one last push for another big league player and trying to get a blockbuster deal done. I think that they're pretty solid right now. I don't see really the need to do that unless you're trying to go after a Frankie Lindor type. Do you think they're done making moves, and do you think this will be the roster that we see for at least the beginning portion of the season?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll be the roster to begin the season. It's just, if you look at the areas where they need help, it's shortstop. If you could improve there, that would be great. Maybe catcher. Maybe you add a dominant relief pitcher. But it's really hard to find a shortstop that they could get, you know, on an affordable deal. You know, Francisco Lindor would be, you know, the pie in the sky type guy.
Yeah.
But that's going to cost you half your farm system. And I don't think the Indians haven't shown a willingness that they want to part with him. And it's almost like any other team you do a deal with, I mean, they're focused on beginning their season. There's not really a rebuilding team that wants to sell off before the season starts in spring training. So I think their roster's pretty much set.
Bobby, we appreciate the time and enjoy you coming on, and have a good rest of spring training and enjoy the season, okay, man? We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. There he goes, Bobby Nightingale, who covers the Reds for the Inquirer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.